I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Venezuela, where New Tribes Mission is trying to avoid being kicked out of tribal areas of that South American nation. The Ministry of Justice and Interior published an order last month revoking their access to indigenous territories. New Tribes' Dave Zelenak says they submitted papers yesterday to the country's Supreme Court
to initiate a legal action that would annul that resolution that came out on November 14th. We're hoping that that could get a temporary stay of that.
If this effort fails, New Tribes will be forced to leave the tribal areas sometime in February. Next, the time was nearing for a Muslim call to prayer in a northern Cameroonian village. A team of Americans traveled to the town to meet with the village chief to help find a place to show the Jesus film. The chief suggested a spot right outside a local mosque. The mosque prayer leader got so excited about the film, he closed the mosque to watch the movie. As a result, more than 400 people trusted Christ that night. An evangelistic ministry in India sometimes comes in odd forms. Dave DeGroat is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says one story they got from a team member about a villager who lost his home to wild elephants. DeGroat says this local church helped him rebuild. Today, this man is a member of the same church that reached out to him.
This is just one of so many examples of the way that Christians, through the generous spirit responding to the love of Christ, can see needs in the community. They're in tune with some of the problems that people have, and they respond as they're able.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.